بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, if there is one thing that distinguishes us from animals, it is our special ability to learn, and to learn from one situation and apply that learning to a completely different situation. Animals also learn. That's how you can train them. You train dogs, you train horses, you train birds. So its learning is not restricted to human beings. But the way that human beings learn is very different from the way that animals learn. The reason I'm saying this is because we see in our lives people who make mistakes, and they make the same mistake again and again. Making mistakes is a good thing because it means that you are taking a risk, that you are trying something new, and unless you try something new, you will never learn, you will never gain. And one of the dangers of trying something new is that something can go wrong. So there is a possibility of making mistakes. So possibility of making mistakes is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And if somebody is making a mistake, there's nothing wrong in that. But the key is to make a new mistake every time. It's not to do the same mistake again. If you make the same mistake again, it means that you didn't learn from the last mistake. And that's stupidity. There's nothing intelligent about that. But we see this happening always. Not always, but many times. And the reason for that is because those people are not learning the way they should be learning. Now, to help understand that and to see how that is relevant to us in an Islamic sense also, there is a model that I use to teach, which was made by a person called David Kolb. K-O-L-B. And he calls it the cycle of adult learning. And he says cycle of adult learning because adult learning consists of using the intellect. It's not just, you know, reflex. The way that cycle is arranged, and I'll send a diagram of the model along with this for the reminder also, is it starts with what he calls concrete experience. Right? Concrete experience. And from concrete experience, it goes to something called, imagine a kite, imagine a diamond shape. So concrete experience is at the top. Then you come down to the right. And the next stage, he calls it reflective observation. I think these terms that he has used are particularly good terms because they illustrate what is to be done. So concrete experience, and the next stage is reflective observation, and then you come to the bottom of the diamond, which is abstract conceptualization, and then you go up north to the left, and he calls that active experimentation. As a result of active experimentation, you have another concrete experience. So that's how the kite shape is made. And like all good kites, you need to have the shape without being skewed in one direction, right? You've got like kite flying experts here, so they'll tell you that. If you have a kite which is skewed in one direction, it doesn't fly. Kankhati. Now, what is concrete experience? Concrete experience is not what happens to you when you defy gravity from the 20th floor and jump. Right? It's then when you meet the concrete. It's not that. Concrete experience is something which is real, which is happening real time right now. For example, concrete experience you are having now is you are sitting here in this masjid, alhamdulillah, and you are listening to this Fajr reminder. So, the beginning of the learning is from concrete experience. So what must you do? The first and foremost thing to do as far as concrete experience is concerned is to take in all the data as it is. What is happening here? In this place where we are sitting, what is the data that comes to you? There is data that comes to you which is felt. For example, the temperature in this room, is it cool enough? Is it warm enough? The carpet, is it soft enough? Is it too hard? Right? What is actually happening here? The people sitting here, the sense of camaraderie, or is it a sense of hostility, or what is it? Right? So taking in, so there is this aspect of the perceptional experience that you are getting. Then there is the experience of listening to what I have to say. So there are the words, there is my expression, there is your understanding of those words, right? So you are taking in all the data from this concrete experience. Now, why is it important to take the data from the concrete experience? Because of what we know as the GIGO principle, garbage in, garbage out. If you don't take in the data, then when you go to the next stage of reflective observation, your observation and your reflection will be defective, because you are either working with incomplete data or you are working with defective data. So your reflection cannot be correct. Reflection will be skewed, or it will be defective in some way. So the first thing to do is concrete experience. Now take this and apply it anywhere you like in your life. For example, you have a business meeting, very important business meeting, and you are in that business meeting. You get to that business meeting. The business meeting is at a particular time. It is on the 20th floor of the building, and you have calculated and you said, well, if I reach the lobby 10 minutes in advance, then I can go up in the lift. And when you reach the lobby 10 minutes in advance, you find that out of four lifts, only one is working, and there is a huge crowd. And obviously, your office where you need to be is on the 20th floor, but there are people who want to stop at every floor. So what happens now to your business meeting? You arrive late. Now, you have got all kinds of good reasons, but believe me, those reasons are worthless. Nobody is interested in those reasons. You came late, period. Maybe the person you went to meet will not even see you, because he's already decided. He does not need any more data to decide whether to work with you or not to work with you, because you gave him you gave him enough data to decide. And the enough data you gave him was that you are not capable of coming on time. The fact that this lifts were out of order and people and so on, that's the meaning of anticipation. That is the meaning of anticipation. What else is anticipation? Anticipation is not expecting everything to work. Anticipation is to expect things to not work and be prepared for it. Right? Otherwise, what is anticipation? Tell me. Backup. That's my theory in life. Three backups. Not one. One fails, no problem. Another one fails, no problem. Third one fails, then you may have a problem. But alhamdulillah, for the kind of work I teach, as long as there is life in me, there's no problem, because it's all in my brain. But even if that didn't happen, the chances of three backups failing simultaneously are very, very, very remote. But if you didn't have a backup, then what? So, concrete experience. What is happening now? Then we go to the next stage, which is reflective observation. I love this term, reflective observation. What is he doing? The person who is in reflective observation, he is, in his mind, he is reflecting and he is observing himself in action. So you are actually seeing yourself in perspective, in the past. I was in this room, I was in this business meeting, what was I doing? How was I sitting? What was I saying? When the other person said such and such, what was my reaction? What other reaction could I have had? The person was very irritating and I responded in a way which was also irritating. I got irritated. I showed my irritation. Did I, at that time, did I also have other options available to me. What were those options? Right? Whatever you did, that happened. Now you are reflecting on it and you are saying, is this the only thing which could have happened? Or is that what I chose to do consciously or unconsciously? What other options did I have? Reflective observation. From reflective observation, we come to the third part, which is abstract conceptualization, which is to answer the question, so what? This is what actually happened, concrete experience. This is my reflective observation. When I reflected on it, I thought to myself, this is what I was doing. These were the options available to me. What else could I have done? Right? And as a result of all that, you come to abstract conceptualization. You form an abstract concept. What is that abstract concept? Next time I have a business meeting on the 20th floor, I am going to sleep in the elevator. Right? Whatever the concept. Whatever the concept. So you are coming to an abstract conceptualization. So what? What did I learn? Now this is the key of human learning. The key of human learning is to take something from one place and to apply it in another place. You cannot do that until you have conceptualized. You can do that only if you have conceptualized. Once you conceptualize, then that concept is content independent. It is location independent. It can be applied anywhere. What is the concept? If I have a business meeting, I must factor in for all the things that can potentially go wrong. That's the concept. Concept is not sleeping in the lift. Concept is, in a situation, I must factor in all that can possibly go wrong. And I must take that into account and I must be prepared for it. That's the concept. And then the next stage is, final stage is, active experimentation. So I actually go and sleep in the elevator and see how it feels like. Active experimentation. I go now and say, next business meeting, I am going to think of all the stuff that can go wrong and I am going to, this is my concept. So now I am actually practicing that. So next business meeting, I have done that and I discovered that I now landed in this place 3 days in advance. I mean, that was like too much. You know, I mean, why do I need to go 3 days in advance? So once you actively experiment, you realize whether your abstract concept is correct or not correct. And in the active experimentation, now you are getting some more concrete experience. So with the new concrete experience, you go back into reflective observation. All right, here is what happened in the first instance. Here was what I thought it was happening. This is my concept. I experimented. I now have new data. And with this new data now, I readjust my concept until I have it perfect. And that is applicable across situations. The usual example I give is Birbal ki Billi. There's a famous story of Akbar and Emperor Akbar and one of his Navratan, Raja Birbal. So Birbal said to Akbar one day, he said, I have a cat which is afraid of milk. So Akbar said, well, how is that possible? He said, I'll show you. He brought the cat, he brought a saucer of milk and he put the milk there and the cat ran away. So he said, how did you do that? Then obviously, before the days of SPCA, he gave this cat hot milk. So the cat got scalded and then thereafter the cat does not touch milk anymore. To illustrate the issue of active learning. How many of you have you ever had any hot drink, tea or coffee or something, suddenly and you burnt yourself? All of us, right? So did you give up drinking tea? Did you give up drinking coffee? No, coffee burns? No. What was your abstract concept? don't drink it hot. Coffee doesn't burn. Tea doesn't burn. Hot tea burns. Hot coffee burns. So the hot is what burns, not the tea. So now the concept you take, this concept you can apply to soup, this concept you can apply to water, you can apply to anything else. Hot burns, not tea or coffee. So if the cat understood this, then the next time the cat was given milk, it would probably dip its tail in it to see if it's hot or not, and then it would drink or not drink. This is a humorous story, but the point is that that's exactly what we are talking about when we are looking at adults learning. How do you learn from experience? That's the reason why they say experience is not what happens to you. Experience is what you do with what happens to you. Everybody, as long as you are living, you are having experiences. But you see some people who are very old and very stupid. Just because they are old, it doesn't mean they are wise. Age does not give you wisdom. Wisdom is an active choice. You choose to be wise. You don't become wise because by getting old. And how do you choose to become wise? By applying the theory of adult learning. Concrete experience, reflective observation, abstract conceptualization, active experimentation, and continue with that until you get it right. And that is what applies in the dunya, and that is what also applies in the akhirah, in the deen, where we do the same thing with our salah, you do the same thing with our akhlaq, you do the same thing with our ma'amilat, you do the same thing with our mu'ashara, everywhere the same thing, which is do the thing, experience it, reflect on it, extract a concept, therefore what? Apply that concept and continue until you get it right. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to learn and to apply this learning in our lives for our benefit, and we ask Allah to help us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.